they say so myself. Can you pour liquids onto a baguette? Is there ever a case where you can pour liquid onto a garment? So we said a chiddush, actually. Normally we hold that there's a problem of a person pouring liquids onto a baguette, clean liquid, talking about water, onto a garment, even if the garment is clean, because shriyoso is there kibusoi. Soaking it is an act of washing. Chiddush, even though the garment's clean, that is problematic. But we said there are a number of exceptions to this rule. Exception number one, well, it's not almost an exception actually. So exception number one, in inverted commas, is if someone's got something caught fire on Shabbos. And we stressed this last week. This is not talking about this week actually. We're not talking about what is a danger, obviously. If there's a danger, you put the fire out straight away, no question whatsoever. We're talking about a case of where there's not an immediate danger. So then we said you can pour water around the rest of the tablecloth or wherever it is in order to stop it spreading. That's called gram kibbutz, indirect extinguishing. That is allowed to be done. In this case over here, it's clear that halacha that one should not use water if one can. One should use dirty water, orange juice, coffee, tea, anything you want, but it should be coloured. The water shouldn't be a shriyoso zer kibuso. You want to avoid this problem, and therefore the water that you put on the rest of the towel should be in this way. So you can pour water around, not the towel, rather baguette, you can pour water around, but it should be not water, it should be coloured water. Someone asked last week, I think, lemonade lechoyer is also, it's sticky, it's not going to be a cleaning agent, it's not a normal way of cleaning. So lechoyer, that's also good enough to pour on. The only thing one shouldn't use is pure water. Who I did we said that someone has a couch has caught fire. Again, it's not Sakonis or Foshers, and he wants to put the fire out. You can't pour water directly over it. What you can do is you can wet a towel the same way, means you pour dirty liquid on the towel, tea, coffee, orange juice, and then you put the towel on the part of the couch which hasn't caught fire yet. So as the fire moves towards it, and it gets near there, it's going to go into the towel, the towel's wet, and that will hopefully put the fire out. Or we said another way you can do it is the moshe, you can fill up plastic bags of coloured water, put them on the table, put them near the couch, and as the fire gets there, it's going to burst, the plastic bag will burst open, and that's also okay to do, because it's a groma, all that is indirect. Yeah, that's what we said last week. Then we spoke about adding humidity to a... Also should be dirty water. Also, right, sir, because you're doing...
What?
Even a grommer, but even a grommer shouldn't be done on Shabbos. You can avoid it in this way. I hear what you're saying. Even a grommer, lechoyer, should be done in a way where you're not doing kibbutz. So you should try and make... No, but when the plastic bag opens up, it's going to spill on the tablecloth. It's going to spread. When the plastic bag bursts open, and the rest of the tablecloth, you've got a whole tablecloth over there. So it's going to spread over the tablecloth, it's going to clean part of the tablecloth. So the chay, you want to avoid that way. Right, grommer's not the end of the world, but the maishi wants to try and avoid that. Then we... What?
You know, I agree that in the old cases, nowadays, any domestic house or block of flat, there's a chashash consequence of any sort of fire.
Very often, I'm not disputing.
Don't
take long
for a fire to
continue. If you're worried about it, I think you're 100% right, actually. I must say, sometimes you can have a very small fire, it starts off very small.
Don't take long to grow. Get filling bags of plastic bags, and take time to start.
Yeah, I agree. If there's any danger, any seconds, the fortune involved, or. But if you've got five people around the table, let's say, yeah? Five people around the table, all adults. And a mice, they can just go out of the house, there's no seconds of fortune. I mean, it's a big hassle, I understand, but the mice, there's no seconds of fortune. Unless you've got neighbours, you have to know. Could be. Now, I think what it was, a humidifier, the moshel, you want to make for a child, the moshel, the little baby in the room, and it's very hot in the room. So you want to make the humidity in the room much more damp. So again, the same thing, what you can do is, you've got the humidifier working, but it needs to have some wet air. So you can wet a towel again in a dirty liquid. The humidifier will work, and that way will get out moisture in the room, but it's not doing kibbutz on the, what do you call it, on the towel. Then we spoke about a person who needs to have the moshel water, or someone who's not well, and they need to be dabbed with a towel or something. So obviously there, you can't use dirty water, you can't use coffee, you can't use tea, and you can't use lemonade. So in that case there, we said a chiddush that about the whole chumrah of a garment which is really clean, to put it in water, to soak it, is a chumrah. So if a mokum choyli, then one can be makel. If one has got nothing else to use, one could do that. That's what we said last time. Yeah, they have to use a clean garment. Yeah, that's much worse. A dirty garment is much more problematic, yeah, because you're doing mamash kibbutz. Okay, let's move on to this here. What?
No problem with skeets again.
You dab it on softly. You must be careful not to push it down, obviously. You must be dab it on softly. That's not inevitable that the water's going to come out. Yeah. I mean, you can put it on softly on a person. I mean, just dab it on very lightly. It's not mucha the water's going to come out. Okay. I must say, this is a very big topic, the next one. I must say, I want to give a shit on this once. I have to get myself clear. But I want to start with this topic over here. Wiping up spillages on Shabbos. Someone just told me last week, I was speaking to somebody, said, oh, mashallah, I mean, it's happened before. Someone walks into some mess, and he comes home, he's got all his shoes, some mess, it's got on the carpet and everything. There's a very bad smell in the house. That's what you can do. Okay, we have to, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully speak on that topic. Now, Divider, what I want to speak about is just poshut. You've got a spillage on the tablecloth, let's say. Or on the floor, let's talk about the floor. Water, let's talk about water. Water spilt on the floor. And the mice, it's a lot of water, and you want to clear it up. What can you do to, how can you clear this up on Shabbos? There's a number of methods that can be used. The first thing one has to know is that we've spoken up to now about a problem of shriyoso zeh kibusa. That means a person's got a clean garment. To put it in water is problematic. Because even though the garment is clean, watering is an act of cleaning. And therefore, to even to put a clean garment in water, we hold as osur. The Machlokes Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri, we are choshes for this shita. However, there are a number of exceptions to this rule. And first of all, the rule is, if the water is dirty, let's say it's a bit dirty water, it's derech lichluch, which normally often, if the water spills on the floor, it's not very clean water. In such a case there, normally, there is not a problem of soaking a garment. A garment mustn't be, you mustn't make a garment wet if it's clean water. If the water is slightly dirty, then there's no problem of shriya. But there is a new gazera. And that is, Chazal were very worried that if a garment gets wet, people don't like wet garments. And there's a very strong likelihood a person's going to squeeze it out. So, someone's got a spillage on the floor, and he takes a tablecloth or something, and he puts it on the water, and it's very, very wet. There's a very strong possibility such a person is going to squeeze out this tablecloth because he doesn't want the tablecloth wet. So Chazal don't allow you to do this. But if the spillage is very, very minimal, and that means it, were you to put a garment on top of it and it would absorb the water, there's not enough water in there that you could squeeze out. It's a small spillage. If it's such a small spillage that the water doesn't get so much absorbed into the garment that there's a chashash you're going to squeeze out, then there's no problem. So number one is, if it's a small spillage and it's not likely that when you put the garment on it, which absorbs the liquid, it's going to be so much in it you're going to likely squeeze it out because there's only a small amount, then there's no problem with putting a garment on top. It's normally derech lichluch, it's dirty water, normally on the floor, it's not very clean, it's not normally the right way. And therefore, to put a garment on top of that, a tablecloth, I don't know, what else have we got? A towel, I'm going to come to a minute, a towel will come to a tablecloth, or anything, actually, you can put anything on it. If there's a very small amount of water on it, where there's no chashash shavu yischot, there's no problem to put such a material on. So if someone's got a spillage on the table, a little bit of water spilt, there's nothing wrong with putting any beggar on there. If it's dirty water, it's not so clean, then there's nothing wrong with putting a beggar on there to absorb that mess. That's number one. That's halacha number one. If there's a very small amount if it's a substantial amount of liquid, then any beggar is problematic because there's a chashash you might squeeze out. So for example, to put a pillowcase on, a vest, a tablecloth, all these things are problematic because that is very likely a person going to squeeze out. He doesn't want his tablecloth wet. He doesn't want his vest wet. He doesn't want these things wet. It's not normal to have these things wet. There's a very strong danger on a garment which is not normal to be wet that a person might squeeze out. And therefore, Chazal do not allow one person to wipe up a mess like this with a garment which is likely to squeeze out. What? Yeah, same thing. Also. Material one. Yeah, material one. Oh, that's the same problem. A towel is slightly different. A towel is very common for people to use towels that are wet. As long as part of it is not wet, then it's very common for people to use towels that are wet. I find this a chiddush nowadays. I don't know. I'm surprised. But I might have the possibility to bring this down, that a towel is very common to be used even though it's wet. And therefore, as long as the whole towel is not wet, then we're not worried about shemi yischot. It's a chiddush. A towel is slightly different. As long as some parts are dry, we're not worried about it. So I must say, I find this, you can see a few of these halachas, I find them at sea, nowadays it's a bit different. But the chayra, that's what this pasuk seems to be saying, that since a towel is normal to get wet, and it's not likely, it's not definitely going to squeeze it out, that's okay. Therefore, Rabbi Yisai, if a person at home has got a towel hanging, and he washes the tennis down, got wet hands, he goes to wash his hands, dry his hands on the towel, the towel, first time, no problem at all. After a while, the towel gets very, very wet, it can do. If it's very likely that when other people come along now to wipe their hands, they're going to be soak at that towel, and we shouldn't use that towel anymore. Because it's likely that people might squeeze out. You don't know Shagura.
Why should they want to squeeze out the towel?
Wet. When you come to dry your hands, if you come to dry your hands in the towel is wet.
You take another
towel. It's still wet.
But the mice say it's still wet. You're saying we wouldn't normally squeeze out nowadays.
Take another towel.
If you've got, man, always have one available. You might always know.
Use your trousers or something like that.
Try them across the ship, I wouldn't use your trousers. Possibly, I don't know. The mice, I don't know, it's chiddish. Maybe, possibly. Paper tissues and all these things, these are much better. Because, first of all, there's no melabin on paper tissues. That's pottery. And no normal person, unless you might have to go somewhere, maybe, if he starts washing tissues. It's not a normal thing. A tissue is meant to be disposed of. If a tissue gets dirty, no one washes it. So as melabin, there's no shriyosa derekibusa on tissues. The only problem is that you might come along, let's say the tissue gets very wet, so you might come along and squeeze it. That's a problem of dosh, maybe a shema yisroi, of the dosh chelet, not the melabin chelet, because there's no one's going to do it melabin really, but in shema yisroi, there might be a problem. So there you have to know, it's also not very common, a person can lift up tissues and just put them straight in the dustbin. Eye water drains out when you lift up tissues. I mean, you put a lot of tissues on water, and you lift it up, you'll see the water does drain out. That, very often, many possibly say, that's the surface tension, it's not being absorbed in, there's not much to be absorbed in. And it's not a psik ratio that you're going to squeeze it. And therefore, the best thing really, if one can use, is these paper serviettes to put on a thing and wipe out of that. Newspaper also looks very good. Out the sub they've got in our newspaper really doesn't get rubbed out. If you put newspaper on water, the writing doesn't get rubbed out. So the chol is not a problem of shema yimchay. It's not a problem. Maybe if you rub it, I'm not even sure, I've never tried it. You have to know. The mice are pashas, our newspaper writing doesn't get rubbed out when you put water on water. It's specially made, yeah? Depends what newspaper you get. But I think newspapers generally, the way they are, hopefully, the ink that they use now is not meant to be that it rubs out. Obviously, if someone's got the chol, let's say someone spilt some, I don't know what, some grease, some oil on the floor, and it puts newspaper on it, that could be showing you, that could rub out the writing. The oil maybe does rub out the writing, or sticky, gum, I don't know, whatever it is, some sticky jelly or something like that. That might be worse, yeah, but generally water itself will not rub out writing. It could be other liquids that spill over, Marshall, I don't know what, blackcurrant, I don't know what, or something else, or something very sticky maybe, that might be able to rub out, so that one should use newspaper writing. But generally speaking, a water spillage, use newspaper, papers, tissues and serviettes, all disposal ones are right. Obviously, one shouldn't go to the dustbin or go to the sink and squeeze out the juice and then go back and use them again. That obviously one shouldn't do. But generally speaking, that is a good method of using that a person can wipe up things with that. Pick it up carefully. The next thing, I don't understand this. I asked the Rav, I don't really understand the next trickle, but I'm going to say, oh, because that's what they bring down our locker. Many people bring this down. Such a thing like a floor rag or floor cloth, which, I don't know, in my house it's not like this, but it looks like it's the derech to be wet still. That means you put it on water, and it's not mucha, you're going to squeeze it out. It's very common to be wet. Now, I don't know, at my house, I don't know how it goes. Normally, I think most people, as far as I can understand, is that when you finish washing, and you use the floor cloth or something, you're going to wring it out before you use it next time. But it looks like a possible taking on that. But if you don't have to wring it out, it's quite understandable that the floor cloth, which is meant to be wet, that's what it's meant to, its purpose is like that, and therefore there's not such a strong kashash shema yischot. And therefore, to use a cloth which is meyucha for these things, that is much better. And therefore, to put a cloth like that on water, many of them say that's okay to use. There's no kashash. They'll squeeze out. And mitzias davi, I find it very hard. I must say, I find it very hard. Say, a normal floor cloth that you use, or a normal cloth that you've got by the sink, for example, which you wipe up spillages with, I would have thought that most people nowadays, correct me if I'm wrong, but I would have thought most people nowadays, before, after they finish using it, they rub up the mess, they put it under the tap, they wash it up, or whatever, clean it, wring it out, and make sure it's dry. I don't know. But it looks like many people are taking on that it could be left wet, and therefore there's not much of a chashash of Shema Yisrael. A sponge, even though it's a derech, maybe to leave it as it is, a sponge has got another problem, and that is a sponge absorbs obviously very, very, very well water. The problem is a normal sponge, when you pick it up, you have to pinch it to lift up. That is very likely to do schita there. What? Oh, so 1 minute. So a normal sponge, which if you put on an amount of water, there, it's not so posh about that, it's much worse than a rag and something like that, because there, as you pick it up, you have to pinch it to hold it really, yeah? And there, it's very likely a bit of water going to come out. There, that could be problematic. But like you say, quite rightly, that there's a chilek though, if the sponge has got a handle on, then that's much better, because then you're not holding the actual sponge, you're lifting up the handle, then you haven't got this problem. What is the problem, though, with using, let's say, a mop? Yeah, you mustn't squeeze out, but if you put it down, well, are you talking about a dry one or a wet one?
No, if you use a sponge to absorb.
But you're using, you obviously got a wet piece over here, so you want to use a dry sponge. The sponge is dry to start with.
You put it over your spinach.
Yes, that's all right.
Now you lift it, because you've got your handle. Where are you going to place it? Where are you lifting it? Do you think you'll sink everything?
Yeah, that's true as well, So to leave it on the side will be alright. On the sink, the marshals, leave it on the side is alright. But to squeeze it out is the problem, obviously. That's true, yeah.
You put it also, it's very easy to squeeze. You place it down.
Yeah, that's also true. It's correct, yeah. But even a sponge with a handle, which we're saying is much better, which normally, the only thing case I can think of a sponge with a handle is a mop. Now that would be very good to use. The problem is that a mop is a case much lesser. It's muksa. So you can't use a sponge normally. You can't use a mop. If you've got anything else to use, you can't use a mop. The only thing is, if you've got no other thing to use, then you could use your mop. You could use your mop, whatever it's called, the mop, and use that to put over the water, let it absorb it, and then you're right, you're careful when you lift it up. Lift it up very carefully. You've got a handle on it, so it's not opposite ratio, squeeze out. That's mutter. And then you've got to put it down very carefully, obviously. Obviously, you can't be soaking it when you put it down. So that would be another way of wiping up this this spinach. Yeah, you've got something else. If you've got something else to use, you can't use the muksa item. A mop is a case of halissa. So if you've got anything else to use, certainly in the area where you are, because we have to go to another room maybe, but certainly in the area where you are, you shouldn't use such a thing. You shouldn't move muksa if you can avoid moving muksa. So you shouldn't move the mop if you could, if you've got other, let's say, towels on the bottom. That's another thing to use. Okay. What else is there? Another thing, also very interesting, and that is there are certain cases where there's nothing wrong with making something wet. That means to wet, for example, someone's hair or his beard. There, the Chazal didn't make is there a Shabbat Yisrael. There's no gazelia there. A person can wash himself till tomorrow morning on Shabbos. He's got to put as much water as he wants on his hair, on his beard, and he's got to be careful, obviously, when he dries it, of Shabbat Yisrael. But we're not worried, Me'ikar Din, that he's going to do a Shem Yisrael. So a person could actually wash his hair, his beard, and we said already last time, we spoke about it in the mikveh, you could put a towel on it, raise it softly, dab it on or whatever, that's mutter. But we're not chosh to Shem Yisrael. Hu'ad Din, leather we said is interesting, there's no shriyosu kibusay by leather. It means you could soak leather in water, that's mutter to do. You mustn't rub it. But soaking it in water is mutter. Again, even if you soak leather in water, we're not chosh to Shem Yisrael afterwards. And therefore, you can use it. If you've got a leather schmatter or something like that, leather to wipe out the mess, that will also be okay to use. We're not worried about the thing. Because let's make a quick recall of what we said. So we spoke about here wiping out spinach. So first of all, if the spinach has only a small amount of water, where the amount of water goes into the towel or wherever it is, into the tablecloth, it won't be soaked. It's no chashash shem yisrael. It's such a small amount of water that there's no likelihood of someone to squeeze it out. That's mutter. If there's a large amount of water, then one shouldn't use a shirt and pillowcase and that. Rather, one should use a towel where not everything's going to become wet. Because we said a towel is better, and not, it's not mukha, you're going to squeeze the towel. And using a cloth which is meyucha for spillage, just like a rag cloth or a floor mop or something like that, that's really much better. There, we're not choshes, you're going to squeeze it out. One can use that. Obviously, one has to be careful not to squeeze it out. And we said, really, the best thing to use is tissues and paper, all those things, no problem. Again, with avoiding trying to be soaked. All right, wait a second.